Exam practice test 4, listening part 3. You will hear two technology students called Alia and Jason talking about their joint presentation on the benefits of playing video games. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Well, Jason, shall we do some planning for our joint presentation?
Yeah, let's compare the reading we've been doing. Did you read that article by Dr. Franklin?
Yes, the use of games in therapy.
So, we'll need to explain what kind of therapy he's talking about.
Okay, so it's treating people after accidents or illnesses, rebuilding their body strength.
Exactly. And Dr. Franklin sees huge potential for games.
But he made the point that this isn't new. Really, since the 1990s, therapists have been experimenting with games.
Yeah, I agree. Dr. Franklin illustrated that this has been going on for many years. It's not a sudden breakthrough.
I was hoping he'd give some idea about how many health professionals now employ games in therapy.
He doesn't really address that, does he?
Okay, so what's the biggest advantage of games in therapy?
Well, most games are played in virtual reality, so the patient is moving their arms and legs, exercising their body.
So I guess it's quite cheap then.
Yeah, but so are conventional exercises. I don't think that's an issue.
No, okay. But I read that the games are really motivating. People are much more prepared to spend hours on rehabilitation when a game's involved.
I think you're right. That's the most important benefit. In fact, I read some people actually get so caught up in the game they hurt themselves, and the therapists have to slow them down.
Then, did you read about the Singapore study?
Yeah, I started. They were investigating whether people actually made more friends by playing games, right?
That's right. They got a group of teenagers and over 60s together for 30 minutes a day playing video games.
But the subjects weren't all in the same place. They were playing online.
No, they were all together in a room. That's how the experiment was conducted.
We should check. I'm sure it was online.
You'll find I'm right. But anyway, the study found a real social benefit to game playing.
Interesting. So many people say that games are solitary.
Well, the Singapore study showed that players develop empathy for each other and bond over games.
A good point to make in the presentation. Then, I also had a look at the anxiety study.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, they experimented with children waiting to see a doctor. Some were allowed to play games and some weren't.
Was there a particular type of game?
Well, just simple ones on handheld devices. And they found that the children who played games experienced considerably less stress and anxiety. Games distract the mind. That's the theory.
Better for the children, but also better for the parents. That's what I like about this.
Yeah, good point. It reduces the stress for everybody. There just needs to be some additional research to support the finding.
We should also mention the Rhode Island research.
Maybe, but the finding just reinforced what's been shown in earlier studies. That people can be distracted from their bad habits, like eating junk food or drinking fizzy drinks, by playing games.
But no one had used MRI scans before, and the brain scans showed that games activate the same reward centers in the brain as the drinks or junk food. This study has supplied valid proof as to why games work this way.
Actually, that's a good point, and many people would probably like to know about that.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
So then in the presentation, we need some more research findings.
Well, I read an interesting study about surgeons. It was in the USA, and it found that surgeons perform better when they play video games in their free time.
That makes sense. I mean, games are obviously going to improve hand-to-eye coordination.
Yeah, I guess it's predictable. Still interesting, though.
Absolutely. Challenges the idea that games are just a waste of time. Then there was a study about vision and eyesight. Apparently, games may actually improve vision. Game players in the study could see differences in grey colours more effectively.
That's odd, though, isn't it? Because there are also studies showing a link between electronic screens and eye damage.
Yeah, it's certainly controversial.
I also read a study about sports. There's a company that makes video games which are supposed to encourage physical exercise. The idea is, you play the sport first in the game, and then you're more likely to do it for real. And the study apparently confirmed it.
Well, I doubt that's really true.
I know. Seems highly unlikely to me. Maybe just a marketing tactic by the company.
The study about aging was a good one. Scientists in Germany found that games have a positive influence on older people by keeping their brains active.
And that's going to be more and more significant as the population ages. Good news for game manufacturers.
I also read that games can actually help your career. The problem-solving, decision-making, and leadership that are developed in some games can actually make you more effective in the workplace.
And there's been quite a lot of previous research to back that up, too. Interesting.
Then, another one that I found.
That is the end of part 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part 3.